I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Clashes between Lebanese troops and Islamic militants are spreading from the north. A bomb blast this week in the country's south fed fear civil war is inevitable. Sat7's David Harder says despite their growing violence, their programs are a source of comfort because
our staff are able to really be part of the fabric of society within the Middle East and show that, yes, Christians undergo difficult times, but yet at the same time they have hope in Christ, and there are many principles in the Bible that can help during these difficult times.
Next, the Hindu Nationalist Party of India is trying to enact an anti-conversion bill in the northern state of Uttarakhand. That makes 8 states now with similar laws. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they do have a severe effect, but
in spite of these laws being passed, people are giving their life to Christ. Jesus said, I will build my church. And they've paid the price with their lives, and the church continued to grow.
Please pray as they continue their outreach. And summer is camping season for many countries around the world. Ron Hardy, Send International's Director of Student Mobilization, says that's why they're sending 5 college students to Japan to counsel and help with the summer camping season. Hardy says camp is an evangelism tool for the Christian student.
Christian high school kids bring their friends to camp for the purpose of seeing them put their trust in Christ. At night, after the meeting's over, they don't just run out and play games. The Christian students immediately turn to their non-Christian friends and begin to share Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.